But thatching is becoming more of a challenge due to issues with some of the materials. Supplies of the right sort of wheat straw can be unpredictable, and hazel spars, which are used to attach the thatch to the roof, now have to be imported from Eastern Europe. So, to kickstart interest in growing more locally, a summit of thatchers, farmers and plant scientists was held this week in Suffolk. Anna Hill met the organiser, Hedgelaer Richard Negus, and joined him at a cottage in Bedfordshire being worked on by master thatcher Chris Dodson, who told her about his work.
Just tell me what you were doing there, Chris.
A sharpening the eave knife.
This is a huge long knife. The handle is about 4 feet long.
This is used for cutting the eaves and the gables. This was actually my granddad's knife, so it's now about 80 years old, and at 46 years old, I won't have to worry about getting a new one.
Just tell me where you normally get your straw from, and we're in a straw area, not a reed area, I have to say.
So we have some which comes from Bedfordshire, it's only 20 miles from home. We've got some from Lincolnshire, some from Wiltshire, but the vast majority of thatching straw in this country is grown in Somerset and Devon. For thatching straw, it is about the length. Thatchers on average will want a straw between 1 metre to 1.2 metres. So you've got Huntsman, Widgeon, but you've also got the red wheat, such as Red Standard and Squarehead Master. They can be 1.3, 1.4 metres long, so very, very tall.
Nearly as tall as me. Shall we walk round the back and meet the others?
I'm Richard Negus, I'm a hedgelaer.
You're holding a summit. Why? What are the problems that you want to address?
I live in and around one of the best wheat-growing farm clusters in the country. That's the High Suffolk Farm Cluster. Why are they not growing thatching straw? And Chris has a need. And then I thought, well, let's try and get some of the country's best wheat growers, some chaps who really know about the science of growing wheat, and Chris, who's a master thatcher, together, and see where the similarities are there and where the differences are and if we can meet in the middle so we'll reach a happy conclusion.
I'm Tom Barker. I work for a plant breeding company called Sacobra. I'm looking at Chris like my customer in the same way that I would look at him like a maltster or a flour miller. He needs a product. What is it that we have in plant science and in plant breeding that we could utilise to help him? The steps that I think you would then talk to farmers about would be planting it probably a little bit later to make the rooting as good as possible. And then also you want the tillering, so the kind of branching out of the plant, to be as stiff as possible. Then when you came to harvest the straw, you'd have really good, really clean, hard-wearing straw that then Chris can use for all the purposes he showed us on the roof. Modern science and modern agronomy can actually answer a lot of the solutions of what we may not have been able to do in the past. So I think there's a nice marriage here between traditional and modern.
These hazel spars are basically pieces of hazel which have been cut into points at the end, and then you twist them and bend them round.
Almost made to form a staple. They hold the straw onto the roof. A lot of the spars are imported from Eastern Europe, but it's simply down to the fact that labour costs out there are so, so much cheaper.
This is another thing that we're looking at, is that if we can improve hazel coppice in this country, then that is another opportunity there. If we bought woodland back into better coppice rotation, then Chris wouldn't also have to struggle to source these as well.
So, Chris, how much difference would it make to have local growers growing for you?
It would make a huge difference. We are all crying out for good quality long straw. My son works for me, and the other two chaps, they're all under 30, and I want them to have security. And if we can take that pressure away, it will make my life a lot easier, but it will encourage thatching throughout the country and give it a really good long-term footing.
Master Thatcher Chris Dodson there.